Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Yes, that lion roars
on the right bay.
Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old man is back.
Chris McMichael.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 202 on the fan. McMonagle here with you on this Tuesday morning. 888-808-1019. I got you for the next 3 hours. We take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Fliegerman on the other side. He'll be taking the calls. He'll direct you to me all the way till the warm-up show again on this Tuesday morning. And we'll get to the baseball. We'll get to Nimmo and his 9 RBIs, and hopefully he's breaking out of a slump. Oh, and guess what? Big story here. The Mets got another good start performance from Griffin Canning. We'll get to the Yankees because I do have a couple of real issues about the way they're handling their business. And a good inning from Devin Williams. But we have to start. It's game day. All right, listen, when I'm wrapped up in the Knicks playoffs right now. And we can get to the draft, and we can talk Shedeur Sanders again if you'd like, and I heard Keith doing a really good job of it. I had the opportunity to do it yesterday. We can get into the NFL draft, and for me as a Giant fan, you know, the positivity that I'm feeling as a Giant fan for the first time in forever. But to me, right now, we are in playoff basketball mode. We just saw the games last night. And this New York Knicks team that we have been wondering what they're capable of for weeks, for months, since they traded for Karl Anthony Towns, since they added Mikal Bridges, we knew they could get to this point. And here's my, as we get ready for game number 5 tonight, Madison Square Garden, what I want to know is the question we've been asking. And yeah, whatever happens in the rest of this series, whenever they win it, they're going to have to go on and beat Boston. Otherwise, we're going to have a bad taste in our mouth, yet still not being able to get out of the second round. But this is the kind of game. We want to talk about toughness, and we praise them. I praise them after game 4. Right, we praised them. We talked about the foul, obviously, and the nonsense and the bitterness and the stupidity from the Pistons getting upset about a non-call in a game full of non-calls. Right, and I talked about the toughness and the Knicks have the best closer in basketball with Jalen Brunson, Captain Clutch, who is the most clutch player in the NBA and the best closer in the NBA. And we could talk about Karl Anthony Towns, and we could talk about even Mikal Bridges hitting big shots down the stretch, and just the physicality of this series so far against the Pistons, and the challenge, and the greater challenge than I expected from the Pistons. I did not think if these games were going to be close, right, and we talked about it before the series, hey, if this is even a series, if these games are even close, you know, the Knicks have a real problem, and we're going to find out about the chemistry and the team and all the other issues, the coach, right? So much was talked about Tibbs heading into the series. For me, the conversation was always, well, listen, because of the lack of ability the Pistons have, if this series is even close, it's because of the deficiencies of the New York Knicks. It's the issues inside this team that has allowed the series to be close. And while we've seen that, and sure, the first two games, certainly more than the last two, and the second half of game 2, without question, but for the most part, I do think the Pistons have provided a real legit threat here and a legit team and a physical nature of basketball that's actually going to help the Knicks moving forward onto the next series if they get through. But to me, we can praise them all we want to take a 3-run lead. We could talk about going into a hostile environment and a fan base that hasn't seen a home playoff win in what, 10 years? More than that? Going back to an Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics all those years ago. I mean, to play the way they played, to battle through, to lose Brunson for the time they lost him yesterday, everything we talked about in Game 4, it's great. I feel good about this team. But ultimately, this is the kind of game that if we are going to ask how good this Knicks team is, and if we're going to find out whether or not they're capable of beating the Celtics, this is the kind of game at home you need to finish off tonight in Game 5. This series needs to end tonight. I do not want to go back to Detroit. I do not want to go back into that building. I do not want to have to worry about trying to get through another tough game in that building, especially now with all the noise surrounding the fouls. I have a feeling it's been a story so far in the series and things haven't changed, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see a different officiated series or we see the same physical nature. Either way, this has been a demanding series. It's been a demanding series on Brunson. It's been a demanding series on Karl Anthony Towns. We talk about the minutes, and so far all the people who are anti-minute police and, you know, the Frank Isolas of the world who've been furious at anyone questioning the great, you know, Thibodeau, so far they've been able to crow on the Knicks being the best team in the fourth quarter. I talked about that a lot last night. But ultimately, you want to get through this series as quick as possible if you want to have an opportunity to beat this Boston Celtic team. If you want to have an opportunity, and as crazy as it sounds, and I told you this when we went through all the games during the regular season, as frustrated as we are watching them lose to the Boston Celtics over and over and over again, whether it's blowouts or the last opportunity of the season when the game was actually close and they had a lead late and still blew the game. And we saw what, you know, Cleveland just did to Miami and the humbling of the Miami Heat. And the struggles against Cleveland, the struggles against OKC. And I told you that there would be a moment, whether it be in the regular season or the postseason, where we would start to build up that confidence of maybe, just maybe. And maybe I'm different, and maybe you don't feel that way, and maybe you think this series is just a fait accompli of getting lit up and roasted and absolutely dominated by the Boston Celtics. But if we're going to believe that this team has a chance, this is the kind of game, both for the rest and to give this team an opportunity to catch a breather after a physical series before taking on Boston, but also these closeout games, it's a mental toughness and a physical toughness to close out these games at home the first opportunity. Because you know, and as I said, I just kind of gave the Pistons praise, you know what kind of Detroit Piston team is showing up tonight. I have no doubt. They have proven it to me over the first four games of this series. Yes, the Knicks have been able to win three of them, and certainly there have been times where their offense is stagnant, no doubt. The first half of last game was just atrocious for them, but they keep on coming. This team is going to show up with an urgency. They played the better basketball in the Garden as opposed to home in Detroit. They are going to come out on fire. I have no doubt. And they are going to attempt to be physical. They're pissed off about the foul. The coach probably has them all riled up with, you know, the NBA wants you to lose. The NBA wants the Knicks. We don't get respect. We're not getting to the foul line. It's us against the world mentality. And they're going to come out with their hair on fire. And if this Knicks team is the kind of team that can go on to beat the Boston Celtics, if they are a team that can surprise us in the next round, even if they're a team that can just give the Celtics a legitimate run, which we don't think in the back of most Knicks fans' head, right? We don't know if that team is even capable of having a series with the Boston Celtics. Like, that's the fear. The fear is, do they even, when those two teams line up, is this even a series? Well, if it's going to be a series, if the Knicks are going to try and make a run at the Eastern Conference Finals and shock the world and take down the defending champs, they have to show both the ability to take down a tough game, a tough team, in a home game opportunity in Game 5 where they haven't played well in the Garden. They're like, as I said, the Pistons played better on the road, so have the Knicks. The Knicks' effort level, the Knicks' intensity has all been better on the road. This is a game that I think the Knicks need to step up, find a way to win, and prove me right when I say Jalen Brunson is the best closer in this game. And prove me right, and the rest of us right, when we talk about how Karl Anthony Towns is slowly but surely shaking the moniker of being a soft player when it comes to big games. This is a big game tonight. I understand they have a 3-1 lead. Who would be shocked right now if they lose this game that they are back for Game 7? That's how these series tend to go. It is tough, after losing Game 5, losing momentum, losing at home, to go back on the road. Yes, the Knicks have won two games there, and it's not that they can't win there, but you allow the Pistons to come in, gain momentum, take Game 5 in Madison Square Garden, win two of the three games played there, head back home for a Game 6, knowing that all they have to do is do that and then get back to a building where they have had success. There will be no fear in the Detroit Pistons in a Game 7 against the New York Knicks. We do not want to see that. This is the kind of game that good teams put away their opponent. This is the kind of game where Karl Anthony Towns continues to show us who he is. And how you shake the moniker of being soft is not just one night in Detroit. It's not just one big three-pointer to win a game. It's taking your team night after night, game after game, and especially when you have the opportunity to close out series. There is no doubt the fourth win is always the toughest. And this team, tonight, live in Madison Square Garden, needs to come out and show us who they are. Plain and simple. Because I'm telling you right now, I do not love the idea of going back to Detroit. This team has been too tough. These games have been too close. They have come down to listen, let's be totally honest. As much as we screamed about there's no way in hell that the ref should have called that foul, it was a foul. And there is, we are this close to Hardaway hitting two of three free throws to beat the Knicks, and this being a tied up series at home. These games have all been extremely close, extremely tight. The Knicks have been the better team in the fourth quarter. Otherwise, this series could look completely different. And these are the kind of games that the best of teams, I mean, we can go to, you know, whoever we want to go to, you know, Jordan, how many game sevens did Jordan play? Not many. What was it, two in his entire career? You do not want to give breath back into this team. And they are going to come out on fire. How the Knicks handle the first quarter will tell you a lot about this game, because I fully expect the Pistons to come out and the Knicks are going to have to handle that surge. Right? Last game, they were terrible offensively in the first half, the Pistons. I expect it to be different. I expect them to come out, obviously, as if, you know, this is obviously a must-win situation for them, and at every turn, this Pistons team, and I can, you know, I can call them babies, and I can call Bickerstaff, you know, a crybaby at the end of the game, talking about, you know, Cunningham not getting to the foul line and complaining about the foul, and it's blatant, and there was contact there, and all the crap that's come out of it, which made me feel a little bit more of them being soft and crybabies. But the way they've played on the court has been extremely physical, as we all know, and extremely intense, and they have players. And this team, ultimately, I believe, has been a great test for the New York Knicks. Like, when you look at it, and this is pretty much my point, right? This series was always a build-up to next series. We have always been sitting here waiting throughout the whole season, through the weeks that Brunson was gone with injury. Like, it was just a matter of whether they were going to be the 3 or the 4 seed, and whether or not they were going to play Cleveland or Boston in the second round, and that's how the season's going to be measured up. They made it to the second round last year. They haven't gotten to an Eastern Conference Finals in a long time, and that's what it's based on. And they made moves in the offseason to propel them to this series against the Boston Celtics. Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, they are brought here. The team was blown up. They traded Randle. They traded the big Ragu. They traded and broke up a team that we all fell in love with that got to the second round last year, and if it weren't for injuries, probably beat the Indiana Pacers and get back to their first Eastern Conference Finals in since 1999. Like, that probably happens with that team last year. This was about getting past the upper echelons in the NBA. That's what these deals were made of, and that's what this whole season has been waiting for. It's all been a test for what will come in the second round. And that's what this Pistons series was. And right now, I honestly think that the way the Pistons have played and the way this series has gone down, that this is as good an opening test. Right, as we watch Milwaukee, and obviously they're dealing with the injuries now, but like, this Pistons team was the tougher matchup. This Pistons team and their physicality has been a better first test to get to the final exam of the second round against the Boston Celtics. And if you want to be the team that can win that series, and if you want to get to the final test, here's the final test. Close out a series when you have the ability to in your building. Coming off winning both games on the road, do not allow the Pistons back into the series. Do not head back to Detroit. Do not prolong this series. Do not overtax Karl-Anthony Towns. Do not overtax Jalen Brunson. Do not overtax the rest of this team. Finish this thing tonight. Put this series to bed. Get past a very physical, difficult Pistons team in five and get ready for what's next, the Boston Celtics. Tonight is a huge game to find out who this team is and what their prospects are for the next round. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. So playoff basketball is at our feet. I can't wait for tonight. We'll get to baseball as well, obviously, as the Mets managed to salvage the split in the four-game set against the Nationals by scoring a mere 19 runs, and Nimmo has 9 RBIs in the game. I believe that Juan Soto has 12. Nimmo got 9 RBIs in one game and broke out of his slump, and hopefully that can help them, as well as Griffin Canning and the rest of this. They have the best. We're going to continue to talk about their starting pitching. It is under 2.5 now, ERA-wise, for their starting pitching. They don't give them any innings, and with the injuries to the bullpen, that might be an issue moving forward. They're going to have to start giving more innings, but you can't deny every night there is another excellent start from a New York Mets starting pitcher. The Yankees weren't so lucky, but a difficult loss in the opening game of the series against Baltimore. But to me, it's not about pitching with the Yankees as of right now. It's about the lineup and the real questions I have. And you know how I feel about roster construction and lineup construction, more specifically, and sometimes I think it's overrated. We're getting to a point where the Yankees need to stop doing what they're doing. So we'll get to that. Devin Williams made his first appearance after not being a closer, so there's some baseball to get to. We can obviously still talk about how the draft has impacted our teams, the Shador Sanders situation, but we start with the New York Knicks and an enormous Game 5 tonight, Madison Square Garden.